What will the Fed do? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a big question. As Federal Reserve policymakers start a two-day meeting to deal with surging inflation, expected to conclude tomorrow with another interest rate hike.
We know that that higher prices are having a real effect on people's lives. We get that. And we are incredibly focused on doing everything that we can.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the price of gas up another fraction to another record 18 days in a row now. AAA's national average regular further over $5.01 per gallon.
$5 gas? I mean, gas impacts families. I grew up in a poor family. I mean, my mom would be struggling like crazy right now.
Republicans like Senator Rick Scott blame Biden policies. The president blames Russia's invasion of Ukraine for a lot of the increase. On Wall Street, stock futures are higher. Coming off another big sell-off, the Dow's plunged more than 1,700 points the past two trading days. The Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot plans another hearing tomorrow after one yesterday.
Trump campaign attorneys and senior advisors told the House Select Committee they told the former president there was not evidence of widespread voter fraud, but fundraising emails continued to solicit donations.
So not only was there the big lie, there was the big ripoff.
Committee Democrat Zoe Lofgren says the Trump campaign raised about $250 million for an election defense fund, but that most of the money went to a political action committee.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. A week before summer, it'll feel like it for much of America. Excessive heat warnings from Phoenix to Minneapolis, where it could hit 98 today, to the Carolinas, where it's forecast to get over 100 degrees. People will go to the polls today in South Carolina.
The voters here in the Lowcountry know that I can be trusted.
Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace facing a primary challenge from a Trump-backed opponent. The former president also supporting a GOP challenger to Congressman Tom Rice, who voted to impeach Trump after the Capitol riot. There are also primaries in Maine, Nevada, North Dakota. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A bipartisan group of senators keeps working on writing legislation based on their compromise. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says,
once the text of this agreement is finalized, and I hope it will be as soon as possible, I will put this bill on the floor quickly so the Senate can move quickly to make gun safety reform a reality.
Well, the compromise calls for expanded background checks for gun buyers under 21 and incentives for states to pass red flag laws, taking guns from those deemed dangerous, and also money for school safety. A Texas man's been indicted on federal charges of buying guns linked to crimes.
Attorney General Garland said many of those crimes happened within a year after those guns were bought. That leads a federal effort to stop the gun trafficking.
From wherever illegal guns originate, wherever they are used to commit violent crimes.
ATF special agent in charge in Dallas, Jeff Boschek, says this federal effort goes after not just those who use guns in committing violent crime,
but also those who provide tools to do so.
Attorney General Garland implied if you facilitate crimes as a gun supplier, you may be treated as if you've pulled the trigger. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
In North Carolina, a high school sports team has canceled a raffle for a rifle.
Assistant coach Chris Ramsey wanted to raise money for the wrestling team at Chase High School in Forest City. His idea, hold a raffle for an AR-15 rifle. That didn't go over too well with many of the locals who expressed concern about rising gun violence nationwide. Ramsey canceled the fundraiser. He says his sole intent was to help kids and he wasn't trying to ruffle anyone's feathers. Flyers were asking for a $20 donation for a chance to win the controversial firearm. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
In the NBA Finals, Golden State beat Boston 104-94. The Warriors up 3-2. Game 6 of the Finals will be Thursday in Boston. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.